This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says President Joe Biden has proposed to Russia a five-year extension of nuclear arms treaty that is otherwise set to expire in February. Biden proposed the extension even as he asked the intelligence community to look closely into Russia's cyber attacks, its alleged interference in the 2020 election, the poisoning of an opposition leader, and allegations that it offered bounties to the Taliban to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Russia has said for some time that it would welcome an extension of the New START treaty, which limits the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. The Trump administration made a late bid to extend the treaty, but its conditions were rejected by Russia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the state health officials are complaining the Trump administration expanded vaccinations to a wider group of people this month without providing enough doses to meet the demand.
Authorities in California, Ohio, West Virginia, Florida, and Hawaii warn their supplies are running out, while New York City is canceling some vaccination events. The head of the Scripps Research Translational Institute says the vaccine rollout has been a major disappointment, calling it a fatal mistake by the Trump administration for not ordering enough vaccine, which was then snapped up by other countries.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. European Union leaders were seeking Thursday to address the coronavirus pandemic's mounting challenges, including increased calls to limit travel and tighten border controls to contain more infectious variants of the disease. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said before in an evening leaders' video conference that European countries needed to take the new mutation found in Britain seriously to avoid a third wave. Leaders who have full control over their own borders were discussing testing protocols for cross-border communities, she added. This is VOA News.